Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. He joins us every Thursday at this time, and we appreciate same. Rafi, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel. Merry Christmas to you and your audience.
And the same to you, my friend. Let's jump right in because we've got a lot of material to cover today. Tanzanika Ruffin, the attorney who is accused of fraud, of defrauding a client in a criminal case out of at least $250,000. Tell us about it.
I've been doing this for quite a while, and I've never seen a case like this. That's why I thought this would be interesting to talk about. So last week, the district attorney's office filed a motion in court outlining allegations of fraud that the client of Tanzanika Ruffin made against their attorney. So what happened was that there was a guy by the name of Kai Hansen that was arrested in March in an incident on Bourbon Street in which he was booked with battery on a police officer, simple assault, resisting arrest, disturbing the peace, and criminal trespass. So he's from out of state. And he was apparently drunk and disorderly. He decided to spit in a police officer's face who was trying to handle the situation. And I'm told by people that have seen the body cam footage that the crowd actually applauded the officer when the officer arrested Mr. Hansen. But after he was arrested, his family hired Tanzanika Ruffin, who's a criminal defense attorney, to represent the family. And last week in court, the district attorney's office filed pleadings documenting allegations that were made by Hansen's family that their defense attorney, Tanzanika Ruffin, had potentially and allegedly defrauded them out of in excess of $250,000. So what the pleadings that were filed by the district attorney's office in court suggest is that the when Hansen was arrested, he made his magistrate appearance and bail was set at $8,000. but the family is alleging that their attorney allegedly asked for an additional $66,000 in bail money. The prosecutors contend was not ordered by a judge. She also, Ruffin also allegedly asked the family for an additional $12,500, which she called was her fee for representing an additional charge against Mr. Hansen that was never, he was never booked with or charged with. So it was a fictionalized charge, and she collected another $12,500 from her client's family. And then she allegedly charged the Hansen family, her client's family, an additional $8,000 for a mitigation report that prosecutors are alleging did not exist. And when the family questioned her about it, she allegedly said that had been filed under seal. But apparently there was no such document in the court record with that. She also requested that the family pay her an additional $1,500 to represent Hansen's girlfriend, who was present when he was arrested, alleging that she had been arrested, but she wasn't arrested. So, you know, you're looking at over $250,000 that Ms. Ruffin collected from her clients for fictionalized fees and costs that weren't supported in the record. The largest portion of that was supposedly a restitution payment where the family was told that the only way that the district attorney's office would agree to a plea deal would be if restitution was paid to the police officer. And she represented, Ruffin represented to her clients that she had used their funds to enter into a plea agreement to make restitution, but there was a non-disclosure agreement executed between the district attorney's office, the police department, and the officer victim. None of that was true in any of this. So the reason that the district attorney's office filed this record is because Hansen's family questioned the district attorney's office about this restitution agreement, about this non-disclosure agreement. The district attorney's office said, you know, we're not privy to, nor are we part of, any type of plea agreement beyond him pleading guilty to the charges for which he pled guilty to. There was no restitution ordered. There was no civil settlement in this particular case. So the funds that were collected by Ms. Ruffin were collected from her client's family, and it appears that Ms. Ruffin may have misrepresented to the family what those fictionalized fees were. So the matter now is, since it's been entered into the court record, I've been told that the matter's been referred to law enforcement for investigation, and I suspect that the, you know, Ruffin's client's family is filing a complaint with the Louisiana Bar Association about the potential misconduct perpetrated against her client's family, and she may be facing, you know, more serious issues, not just administratively from the Bar Association, but potentially a criminal investigation that I'm told is being reviewed at this time. So this is really serious allegations that have been made, and I've never seen anything like this before, you know, during the years that I've been doing this, and I thought it was important to talk about. The kicker in this is that
I was going to say a very unique case. I don't know how she thought she was going to get away with it. I mean, just because you have, you know, absentee clients that live someplace else. I mean, these people aren't fools. I mean,
she got over $250,000. I guess she didn't figure that the family would ever check with the district attorney's office, but apparently they did. And, you know, the kicker in all of this is that in 2004, the Metropolitan Crime Commission received a complaint about Tanzanika Ruffin when she was working as an assistant district attorney in Orleans Parish. The complainant reached out to us alleging that an assistant district attorney threatened to have them arrested unless they agreed to settle a civil dispute. And when the person refused that settlement offer, Tanzanika Ruffin, as an assistant district attorney, allegedly threatened them with arrest. That matter was reported to the Crime Commission. We made the referral to the district attorney's office. The district attorney's office investigated and terminated Tanzanika Ruffin from that office, fired her as an assistant district attorney with respect to her misconduct in this. So here we are, you know, 21 years later, and we're seeing now as a criminal defense attorney that she is accused of much more serious misconduct than the complaint that we received 21 years ago when she was an assistant district attorney.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
That's kind of interesting too, right? Now, one has to wonder what's been going on between then and now.
Well,
you just don't.
So I think that anyone that's conducting an investigation probably needs to go back and take a look at some and identify some of the cases that she's handled over the last several years in court and speak to her clients to find out if there is potentially more misconduct that may have been happened with respect to some of her representation. So it's a matter that's fluid right now. It's in the early stages of investigation, but you know, this is A, it's unusual to see this much money generated in a state criminal defense case, you know, particularly In this particular case where the officer wasn't injured, there was no damage to the officer other than the, you know, the spitting incident. So it was disgusting, and it was something that, you know, was dealt with, but there was no $200,000 worth of damages that would justify a settlement or a non-disclosure agreement. And in fact, the district attorney's office, when they filed this petition, indicated that they had spoken with the officer, and the officer denied any knowledge of restitution or settlement, said that she had not claimed or requested any restitution or a settlement, and had not signed any non-disclosure agreements in any shape, manner, or form. So, you know, this is something that, you know, the district attorney's office, because their reputation was and their integrity was brought into question by this, and they were, when they were presented with these allegations by the family of Tanika Ruffin's client, they felt compelled to put this on the record to assure the public that they were not privy to or a part of any of the alleged misconduct that may have happened in this particular case.
All right, we got to get to a break. 504-260-1870. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. When we come back after the break, we'll talk about the Louisiana Judiciary Commission and the Supreme Court and some of their investigations into the conduct of judges and what the discipline was that was meted out. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.